According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the U.S. is approaching 340,000, with the death toll now topping 10,000. Roughly 18,000 people have recovered. So far, the most prominent outbreaks have occurred in high population centers like New York, Detroit, New Orleans, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. But there are growing concerns about rural areas, where health experts say small and sometimes underfunded hospitals could quickly be overrun. They also say the rate of severe and critical cases could be higher than in bigger cities. John Eich is the director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. John, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, when we look at the incidents here in Wisconsin, it looks so far like rural areas haven't been hit super hard. Do I have that right? And what are we watching there?
Well, yes. I mean, the population centers are going to get it sooner and they're going to get it harder. One of the first cases was way up near Lake Superior. I won't say which county it certainly is getting there. I know I just read something about Dodge County has started to address this differently because they're in the stage of community transmission. I think you're seeing that in different rural areas. It's like a tidal wave. You know, it comes from the coast and it's coming in. It's funneling through Chicago and Milwaukee and Madison, but it's viral and it's going to get to most places. It's just a matter of timing.
Right. We're seeing national reporting in some states. They're seeing per capita some very high levels in rural areas, not here in Wisconsin, but I guess not yet is the key phrase. How prepared are medical facilities in rural Wisconsin to deal with a COVID-19 outbreak if and when it comes?
Well, you know, in one sense, because this timing is delayed, they're over prepared. In other words, what we did as a country is say, let's stop elective procedures and surgeries in hospitals, which is an economic hardship for rural hospitals in that they are, you know, that's oftentimes half of their revenue. And so they had to do that. And so they have staff waiting for the surge that's coming. These orders are made with the population centers in mind, but there's a bit of a disconnect because folks in rural areas hear the news of this coming. They feel the economic impact. They feel the impact to their hospitals, some of whom are having to furlough employees while they're waiting for a surge to come. And yet they don't see the cases as quickly around them. So that can be difficult. So I would say, like I said, they're a little overprepared when it happens. I'm sure it depends. It's a community by community thing that happens. If it gets into a community and it happens to get to a place like a nursing home where you'll have several cases crop up all at once, that is going to overwhelm the resources. But frankly, our communities are really good at helping each other out.
What do we know about the demographics of rural Wisconsin that might play into whether people are more or less vulnerable, given what we know about the novel coronavirus?
Well, in general, by the data, rural demographics are older. They tend to be a little sicker and poorer than most cities and suburban areas. Obviously, that's not true across the board, but if you add up the numbers, that's what you get. And so for those reasons, not to mention the fact that they have greater distance to travel to care, they're going to be harder hit by these. Older folks tend to be more vulnerable to this, those with underlying conditions as well. Both of those play into the rural vulnerabilities.
And you just mentioned the time it might take to go and get care, say, at a hospital. What is the situation like, especially in rural parts of the state that aren't close to a larger community? Do we have gaps, in effect, in our hospital resources?
I would say for the most part, we are pretty well positioned. There are gaps in care, but it tends to be where we have large forested areas. When we do the analysis on the mapping, it's about 98% of folks of residents are within 30 minutes of care. I think it's 96% are within 20 minutes. So for the most part, we're fairly well positioned. But it's just another thing if you happen to be that 20 or 30 minutes away, and this moves fast when it gets serious. And so if you need to get to care and you have to find a ride first, that will also play into it. Also, we have to look at rural EMS systems. A lot of rural EMS systems are volunteer-based, and so they're having to scramble. You have services that may only have 50 to 100 calls a year, and they're oftentimes just able to handle those barely. And so now if you add a bunch of COVID patients on top of that, that's also going to be an extreme pain point, especially if you have a service where it may only be 5 to 10 core members doing all the calls. If one or two of them catch the virus, or they have been exposed and they need to be quarantined, that really will play havoc with rural systems.
Talking to John Eich, director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, looking at preparedness in rural Wisconsin when it comes to COVID-19. John, I've seen reporting again at the national level as everyone is scrambling to get key supplies. I've seen statements along the lines of, okay, if you're a manufacturer and you've got a state placing an order for 100,000 masks and you've got a big hospital placing an order for 10,000 masks, that little rural hospital that's trying to get in with their order for 1,000 or 2,000, they may not jump to the front of the line. Are we seeing that kind of logistical problem with just getting the foot in the door and placing orders for necessary protective gear?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've clearly seen that logistics are a big problem, no matter what level, whether it's from the federal response, and then that thereby putting a lot of pressure on the state response. The state's doing their best. They are, you know, getting shipments from the national stockpile. They are trying to distribute. But you have to think, if you're a small service or a small hospital in a rural area, that if there's a line for masks, or other PPE, you're more likely to be towards the end of it. People so far have what they need, but they still need more. And I would say, again, EMS is one of those, is one of the areas where it's needed the most. Because these are the folks that have to put those masks on every time they pick anyone up, because they could be COVID positive because it's asymptomatic often. So,
And John, I want to look at what appears to be an effective part of our toolkit. We're seeing some states and some countries reporting that even if things were bad, a few weeks after they take strict safer at home or stay at home orders, whatever they call them, it seems to be bending the curve in the direction we want it to bend. Do you see the message getting out in rural Wisconsin that, hey, you may not see the disease yet, but taking action now is going to help us out in 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, I think that brings us back to that disconnect. A lot of the media is talking about what's going on in the sort of the hot spots and in urban centers. And yet when folks look around them in rural areas, they don't see the number of cases. They don't see the impact. And so that's difficult, to say, well, you know, hold on in that difficult position, because it may be weeks, but eventually it'll happen and it'll help everybody. It's not human nature necessarily to look so far ahead. Some people are good at it and most are not. So I think people are doing their best and certainly trying everything they can to do the right thing. But it's natural that we won't see it as obviously everywhere as we will in an urban area where you can look around and hear the sirens and know the cases.
John, you mentioned the difficulties in coordinating logistics, even at the national level. But here in Wisconsin, what kind of efforts are there to help rural healthcare providers brace themselves for this?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is a federal agency, the Health Resources and Services Administration. It does most of the funding for our office. They just released funding for rural hospitals, and our office is in the middle of distributing that. It's going to be roughly, they're estimating right now, the check hasn't been signed from the feds yet, but it's about $90,000 per hospital, and it'll be for about 64 rural hospitals around the state. It's a sizable chunk of money. It comes from the Federal CARES Act, but it will be welcome relief indeed, as I said, since these hospitals have to be have reduced their revenue significantly in order to prepare for this.
And as we wrap up, John, with the coronavirus again, the news anyway, focusing on urban areas, a last thought on what rural communities can do right now to help prepare.
I think the same thing we're asking everyone to do, and that is as much as possible to stay at home, to keep social distancing, wash your hands a million times. So thanks for everything that everyone is doing in that.
John, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. You take care.
You too. That's John Ike, director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. We talked to him about the COVID-19 threat in rural parts of the state.